Isaiah 9, verse 1 to 7.
以赛亚书第九章一到七节。
Verse 1 says, Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress.
但那受过困苦的必不再见幽暗。
In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.
以前神使西布伦和拿弗他利地被轻视。
But in the future, he will honor Galil of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan.
日后却要使他们在沿海之路约旦河外和外族人的加利利得着荣耀。
And in verse 2 says,
在第二节他说
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
行在黑暗中的人民看见了大光。
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
Verse 3, Isaiah 9.
以赛亚书第九章第三节。
You have enlarged the nation.
你使这国之民增多。
And increased their joy.
又加添他们的欢乐。
They rejoice before you.
他们在你面前欢乐。
As people rejoice at the harvest,
好像收割时的欢乐一样。
As men rejoice when dividing their plunder,
又像人在均分战利品时的快乐一样。
For as in the days of Midian, in the days of Midian's defeat,
像在米甸的日子一样。
You have shattered the yoke that burdened them.
他们所负的轭你都折断了。
So you see, he's talking about the crushing, the defeating of Satan, the crushing defeat of Satan.
所以你看到他在谈论的是击败撒旦，粉碎撒旦致死。
Crushing the enemy.
粉碎仇敌。
You have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulder.
他们所负的轭和肩头上的杖你都折断了。
Meaning he's setting them free from slavery to sin, bondage to sin.
他使他们脱离罪恶的奴隶，罪恶的束缚。
The bar across their shoulders.
他们肩头上的杖。
The rod of their oppressor.
欺压他们的人的棍。
Verse 5 it says.
第五节他说。
Every warrior's boot used in battle.
因为战士在战争喧嚷中所穿的靴。
And every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning.
每一件染血的战袍都必烧毁。
Will be fuel for the fire.
成了烧火的燃料。
Why?
为什么?
That's it.
第六节。
For unto us a child is born.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us, to us a son is given.
有一个儿子赐给我们。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他的名被称为奇妙的策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永恒的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Of the increase of his government and peace.There will be no end.
他的政权与平安必无穷无尽的加增。
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.
他会在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
Establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness.
以公平和公义使国坚立稳固。
From that time on and forever.
从现在直到永远。
And he says, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
他说，万军之耶和华的热心必成全这事。
So this is in a nutshell.
所以这是一个概述。
A little picture of how the Messiah, the prophecy that he would come to open the way that was closed in Genesis chapter 3:24.
在那他会到来的预言中，这一幅画面是关于弥赛亚是如何打开那在创世纪三章二十四节被关上的道路。
This is how it was pronounced by Isaiah.
那情况就是这样被以赛亚宣告出来的。
So the Messiah would come and open that way.
弥赛亚会来，并且打开那条特定的道路。
That the church may once more access God.
好使教会能再一次的接近神。
And that's why you see the stairs have now been lowered.
这就是为什么现在你看到阶梯已经降下了。
But blessed people.
但是蒙福的人们。
I want to go stepwise in chronology.
我想要逐步的带你们来看时间表。
To be able to bring to you the greater significance and the message the Lord has for the church.
才能够带给你们主要给教会更重大的意义和信息。
When he lowers the glorious stairs of Yahweh.
当他降下亚威的荣耀阶梯。
The glorious stairs of eternity.
永恒的荣耀阶梯。
To you in the sky, above the earth here.
为了你所降下的在地球之上天空这里。
We know too well.
我们非常清楚地知道。
Now I'm reading now from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11.
我现在要读《传道书》三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书三章十一节。
Again, the book of Ecclesiastes.
再一次的《传道书》。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
三章十一节。
That you may understand the message which was needed in the church.
好让你们明白要传达给教会的信息是什么。
At this hour,
在此时此刻。
And this is what he says.
这就是他所说的。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He says the following.
传道书三章十一节，他说了以下的内容。
He says.
他说。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
他使万物各按其时成为美好。
He has also eternity in the heart of man.
他又把永恒的意识放在人的心里。
Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. That is NIV.
虽然这样，人还是不能察觉神自始至终的作为。这是新国际版。
New American Standard says.
新美国标准版本说。
He has made everything appropriate in his time.
他使万物各按其时安排妥当。
He has also set eternity in their heart.
他又把永恒的意识放在心中。
Yet, so that man will not find out that work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
然而，人并没有发现神自始至终的作为。
Yet, so that man will not find out.
然而，人并没有发现
the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
神自始至终的作为。
Amplified says.
扩增版说
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
他使万物各按其时成为美好。
He also has planted eternity.
他又把永恒的意识植入。
He said planting.
他说植入。
Yeah, he talked about planting eternity.
他在谈论的是植入永恒。
In NIV says he has set eternity.
新国际版本说他把永恒的意识放在。
In the New American Standard, he says he has also set eternity.
新美国标准版本也说将永恒意识放在。
Now, Amplified says planting.
现在扩增版说植入。
Again, amplified.
扩增版说。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
他使万物各按其时成为美好。
He also has planted eternity in man's heart and mind.
他又把永恒的意识植入人的心理和思想。
And then he expands it by saying, he magnifies, he amplifies it by saying,
接着他扩展延伸进一步详述
A divinely implanted sense of purpose
一种被植入的神圣使命感
Walking through the ages
贯穿终生
Which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy
无法从天底下任何事物得到满足感唯独上帝
Yet so that man cannot find outWhat God has done from the beginning to the very end.
然而人并没有发现神自始至终的作为。
So amplified expands it a bit.
所以扩增版将内容稍稍延伸。
And he says the Lord has implanted. This is an implant.
他说主已经植入了，放了一个植入物。
In the heart and mind of man.
植入人的心中和思想。
And he says that implant is continuous at work. It serves a purpose.
他说那植入物为了配合那目的持续在运转着。
And walking through ages,
他贯穿终生。
And walking through all the generations,
贯穿所有的世代。
And that implant, he says, has one purpose,
而他说那植入物有一个目的。
To ensure that whatsoever the Lord has created in their beauty and splendor and magnificence,
为要确保无论是谁对于主所创造的万物的美好壮丽宏伟
will never, ever satisfy the heart of man.
都永远无法满足人心
That's what he's talking about here.
这就是他在此处所谈论的
King James also talks about this.
钦定本也说了这段经文
So blessed people.
所以蒙福的人们
This is a very, very powerful message the Lord is transmitting to the church.
这是主正在传递给教会的非常非常强大的信息。
By lowering the glorious stairs of heaven into the sky,
借着将天堂的荣耀阶梯降在空中
and permitting you to take a glance, to take a glimpse, to see your own mortal naked eyes,
并容许你用你自己的那必死的凡胎肉眼看一眼
what eternity looks like.
看看永恒到底长什么样子。你可以看到这是神的良好设计。
It is set out to be able to achieve a certain awakening within the church.
他意图能够在教会中实现特定的觉醒意识。
To achieve a certain activation in the life of the Christian believer.
在基督教信徒的生命中来实现特定的激化作用
This is by design.
这都是借着神的设计
And from the scripture that I have just read here, Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11,
而从我刚刚才读的经文中传道书三章十一节
You see very clearly.
你非常清楚地看到
The Lord is saying very, very, without any ambiguity whatsoever, in absolute clarity,
主的说法并非模棱两可，而是绝对的明确。
That he that is the creator of all men,
他是全人类的创造者。
Created all creation and all men.
万物，全人类的创造者。
He that designed how he was going to create man,
在他的设计中，我将要创造人。
I was going to create their heart and soul and mind.
我要塑造他们的心、灵魂、思想。
That in his design,
在他的设计中
he did not fall short of placing a specific provision for mankind.
他并没有缺乏对于人类特定的供应。
But he, Jehovah, Yahweh, that created all men.
他耶和华亚威创造全人类。
When he created man,
当他创造人类时
He deliberately on purpose set out to place an implant according to Amplified.
根据扩增版的说法他特意存心将植入物放进去
He brought an implant which you and I understand that in other words a foreign object.
他带来了一个植入物而这个植入物你和我都知道是外来的
He placed a little piece of eternity
他将一小片的永恒意识
into each one of you
放在你们每一个人里面
That's what the Lord is saying here
这就是主在此处所说的
In other words he says
换言之他说
That in his design and purpose the way he created man
他创造人类的方式在他的设计和目的中
He created man deliberately.
他特意创造人类
That as they live upon this face of the earth, the face of this earth,
当他们生活在这地表之上时
He would put in their heart and mind a particular piece.
他会将特定的片段放进他们的心和思想
a particular reminder.
特定的提醒。
A particular chip.
特定的芯片。
A particular implant.
一个特定的植入物。
A particular aspect of eternity and implant it there.
一个特定的永恒光景，它植入在那里。
And he says, this would perpetually and continually remind mankind.
他说这会永远持续不断地提醒人类
that look
看哪
created in all its appropriate beauty and in its time
他使万物各按其时成为美好
all the splendor created by the Lord on this earth
所有在这世上被主所创造的壮丽景象
on the face of this earth
在这地表之上
the tree
树木
the green grass
青草
the mount
山脉
The road
岩石
The stars
星辰
The moon The sun
日月
Whatever it is, including mankind
无论他创造了什么即便是人类
That he created man by design
他借着设计创造人类
And he set out to position mankind into a superior place
而他将人类放置在一个优越的位置
Compared to all other creation. That's what he's saying here.
与所有其他的受造物相比较，这是他在此处所说的。
Let me say this again.
让我再说一次。
The Lord Yahweh.
主亚威。
Why has he lowered the glorious stairs of heaven into the sky?
他为何将天堂的荣耀阶梯降到天空中呢
And in beginning to explore this very important fundamental question of this generation.
而他开始探索属于这个世代的非常重大而根本的问题。
This powerful visitation of this lifetime, of your lifetime, of our lifetime.
这场此生中、你一生中、我们一生中的强大到访。
In addressing why has he lowered the staircase of heaven into the sky and permitted us to see?
在解决为什么他降低了天堂的阶梯到天空中，并且容许我们看到这个问题的同时。
In other words, what is the message?
换言之，信息是什么呢？
What is God saying to this generation?
神正在对这个世代说些什么呢？
Why are they allowed it?
他为何允许这样的事发生？
In attempting to address this question,
在试图解决这个问题的同时
Then we run into Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
接着我们看到了传道书三章十一节
And I'm saying,
而我在说
that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11,
在传道书三章十一节中
the Lord is coming out very boldly and openly and saying, no, in the design that I used to create man, in my own design, my divine design,
主是非常清楚而公开的出来说道不在我对于创造人类的设计中那是属于我自己的设计我神圣的设计
To create mankind
为要创造人类
I set out to create him unique from all other creation
我的安排在所有其他的受造物中创造你为独特的样式
And to position him at a position, at a place of advantage.
使他处在优势的位置。
And how did he do that?
而他是如何做这件事情的呢?
He said, I did that.
他说,我这样做。
By making sure that in creating man,
为要确保在创造人类时,
I would be aware,
我会注意到,
that his heart,
他的心,
his heart,would require a specific piece of implant.
他的心会需要一片特定的植入物。
An implant.
植入物。
That would perpetually and continually remind him about eternity.
会永远持续地提醒他关于永恒这件事。
He said, I set in the heart, he set eternity. He set it there.
他说我将永恒的意识放在他们的心中他放在那里
And that also means that the Lord is saying,
这也表示主在说
that nobody can ever come and say for me I'm an atheist. Never.
没有任何人能够来说，对我而言，我是无神论者，没有可能。
That in his design and creation of man,
在他对于人类的设计和创造中
，There was no room for atheism.
没有无神论的空间。
Or just being a free spirit, you don't believe in anything.
或是成为一个无拘无束的人，什么都不相信。
But that he placed, he took a little piece of eternity.
但是他拿了一片永恒的意识放置在
and he planted it into the heart and mind of man
植入人的心中和思想
and he's all doing according to amplified
如此一来根据扩增版
that nothing else under the sun may ever satisfy man
天底下没有任何事物能够使人类得到满足
except the yearning for eternity
除了对永恒的渴望
except God himself,
除了神本身
and his eternity,
和他的永恒
How powerful, beloved people,
多么的强大亲爱的人们
that the Lord essentially created man for eternity in heaven.
主创造人类基本上是为了天堂的永恒
Eternity in heaven is what we're talking about here.
天堂的永恒，这就是他在此处所谈论的。
And we see very clearly,
而我们非常清楚地看见
that as he has said,
正如他所说的
that placed man an advantaged position,
将人放置在优势的位置
vis-a-vis all the other creation,
与其他所有的受造物相比
advantage why?
处在优势位置，为什么
advantage because
在优势的位置，因为
then you now end up with only the human creation, only man.
现在你最终的产物就是人类
only mankind, the human being God created.
只有人类，神所创造的人类
only they have this perpetual consciousness.
唯独他们拥有这永恒的意识
perpetual reminder about eternity.
对于永恒持续不断的提醒
Only they have that advantage, that supremacy.
唯独他们拥有这优势至高的优越性
of knowing that the life on this earth is temporary,
明白这个世界的生活是短暂的
and beyond here we need to prepare for eternity.
超脱这里我们必须为永恒预备
and he says that is the reason for which he lowered the stairs.
他说这就是他降低阶梯的原因。
But does that answer it all? No, absolutely no.
但是这解答了所有的问题了吗？不，当然没有。
Because he's saying,
因为他说
According to Amplified as we have read,
根据扩增版我们已经读过的
He made everything beautiful in his time.
他使万物各按其时成为美好。
He has also planted eternity in man's heart.
他又把永恒的意识植入在人的心里
and mind
和思想中
a divinely implanted sense of purpose
一种被植入的神圣使命感
walking through the ages
贯穿终生
which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy.
他们无法从天底下任何事物得到满足，唯独上帝。
Yet so that man cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
然而，人并没有发现神自始至终的作为。
Very powerful.
非常的强大。
He's saying here, blessed people.
他在此处说到蒙福的人们。
That in his design of creation, the creation of the church.
在他对创造的设计中，教会的创造
，the creation of man，
人类的创造
，God Almighty Jehovah Yahweh set out，
全能的神耶和华亚威放置了
，to put this little piece of eternity in the hearts and minds of man，
来将这一小片永恒的意识放在人的心里和思想中
，and he knew it too well。
而他非常清楚地知道
that the battle is the battle for the heart.
那场战役是一场内心的战役
The final battle royale
最终的盛大战役
is going to be a battle for the heart.
那将会是一场内心的战役
And he said in the splendor and magnificence and the all of his creation.
他说对于他所创造的壮丽、宏伟和惊叹。
He was aware of the kind of heart he was creating in man.
他明白他所创造的人心的种类。
That unless he places there a constant reminder about eternity with God in heaven,
除非他将跟神在天堂的永恒这个持续不断的提醒放在心里。
They could easily be swayed away,
否则他们会轻易的动摇。
By the sloth and the pleasures of this world,
因着这个世界的满足和愉悦。
And then in the process, fail to prepare for eternity,
而在那过程中预备永恒的失败。
And suffer the consequence.Of eternal damnation in hell.
就会在地狱永远的咒诅中受苦。
That is the purpose for which he created man.
那就是他创造人类的目的。
With that very powerful reminder, achieved if you so will.
将那非常强大的提醒放在人心里面，或者你可以说是芯片。
That constantly is meant over the ages to remind him that look, the earth is not your home.
随着岁月持续不断地提醒他，看哪，世界不是你的家。
This is not your home.
这不是你的家。
And so that also then becomes the answer.
而这也成为了答案。
As to why the Lord has now decided to lower the glorious stairs of eternity.
就是主为什么现在决定要降低永恒的荣耀阶梯的答案。
After the prophecy of January 15th, the year 2017,
在2017年1月15号的预言之后。
And now he lowers the glorious stairs in past fulfillment, March 11th, the year 2018.
而现在他降低了荣耀的阶梯，实现了部分的预言，2018年3月11号。
Why?
为什么?
Because he says,
因为他说,
I know man.
我了解人类。
I know how I created him.
我知道我是如何创造他的。
I put in him a reminder.
我在他里面放置了提醒。
I put in him something that would facilitate him the advantage position he bears.
我在他里面放置了能够帮助他的某样东西，他所具备的优势。
Facilitates him,
帮助他。
That whenever he sees eternity,
无论何时，当他看到永恒。
You'd always be reminded that the earth is not his home.
你总是会被提醒，世界不是他的家。
And that eternity is what he should aspire for.
永恒才是他应该抓住的。
And then he would advance and take eternity.
然后他会前进，并且取得永恒。
Again, regardless of the splendor and the beauty and magnificence of the creation.
再说一次，无论如何，万物的壮丽、美丽和宏伟。
On the earth.
在世界上。
He says, man without a priority from his advantage position.
他说人类出于优先顺序在他优势的地位中
Meaning reasoning beyond this earth, now choose eternity.
表示理解到有超脱这个世界之外的东西现在选择永恒
That's why he has lowered the glorious stairs.
这就是为什么他已经降低了荣耀阶梯
That when he shows this generation the glorious stairs of eternity,
当他向这个世代展现永恒的荣耀阶梯时
They would all be thrown to the agenda of eternity.
他们全部都会被永恒这件事情吸引
To the agenda of preparation.
以及预备这件事情
Preparing their soul.
预备他们的思想
Preparing their heart.
预备他们的心
Preparing the body.
预备他们的身体
Preparing themselves.For the glorious eternal kingdom of heaven.
为了天堂荣耀的永恒国度，预备好他们自己。
For the rapture of the church, for the coming of the Messiah.
为了教会的备提，为了弥赛亚的到来。
What a mighty way to prompt the church.
多么强大的方式来激励教会。
To prompt the generation.
来激励这个世代。
To prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah.
为了弥赛亚的荣耀到来预备
And so this is very powerful that the Lord has chosen to speak to this, generation.
所以这真是非常强大，主已经选择了跟这个世代说话。
To speak to them in this form.
以如此的形式向他们开口。
In vivid form.
以一个生动逼真的方式。
Because the prophecy was so clear.
因为那预言是如此的清楚。
That the church, the raptured church, the holy saints were actually climbing those stairs and ascending into the cloud, into heaven.
被提的教会圣徒们实际上会爬上那阶梯，并且升入云内，升入天堂内。
To go meet God face to face.
来跟神面对面。
In other words, you really see that the way, this way is Christ Jesus the Messiah himself.
换言之，你真的看到这条道路就是基督耶稣弥赛亚本人。
You could as well say that these glorious stairs.
你也可以说这荣耀的阶梯
are Christ Jesus,
就是耶稣基督
the Messiah himself,
弥赛亚本人
because only he opened, he is the way, opened that way.
因为只有他能打开，他就是道路，打开那条路
that through him now,
现在透过他
this generation, this dying world may get again once more the opportunity to go meet God
The世代，这个垂死的世界，能够再一次的得到跟神面对面的机会。
And evade eternal torture and judgment in hell.
并且躲避在地狱里永远的折磨和审判。
How then, if that be the case?
那么，如果情况是这样
，Can we read from the book of James?
我们能从雅各书开始读吗？
The book of James, chapter 4:13-14.
雅各书四章十三到十四节。
Just to enhance this conversation, blessed people.
为了要强调这个对话，蒙福的人们。
The book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James, chapter 4:13-14.
雅各书第四章十三到十四节。
And he says in King James, I begin with King James on this round.
我从钦定本开始读，他说
Go to now, ye that say, comma,
你们有话说
Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city
今天明天我们要往某城里去
And continue there a year
在那里住一年
And buy and sell and get gain, make profit
做买卖得利
Whereas ye know notWhat shall be on the morrow?
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
But what is your life?
你们的生命是什么呢？
It is even a vapor.
你们原来是一片云雾。
That appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
出现少时就不见了。
That is King James. Amplified says.
那是钦定本，扩增版说。
The book of James, chapter 4:13-14.
雅各书四章十三节到十四节。
Come now, you who say,
你们说
Today or tomorrow,
今天或明天
We will go into such and such a city.
我们要去到某座城
And spend a year there, and carry on our business and make money.
在那里住一年，做生意赚钱。
Yet,You do not know the least thing about what may happen tomorrow.
但你对明天可能发生的事情一无所知。
What is the nature of your life?
你们生命的本质是什么呢？
And then he answered, he says,
接着他回答，他说
You are really but a wisp of vapor.
但你真的不过是一团水汽。
A puff of smoke.
一缕烟雾
a mist,
一层薄雾
that is visible for a little while,
可以看到一下子
and then disappears into thin air, how powerful.
接着就消失在稀薄的空气中，多么强大
blessed people,
蒙福的人们
in discussing the reason and the message why Jehovah has lowered the glorious chest of eternal life, everlasting life, into the sky,
在讨论到为什么耶和华已经在这个世代中将永生的荣耀阶梯降低在空中的原因和信息中。
For this generation to see and record and share on social media.
让这个世代能够看见并且拍摄下来分享到社交媒体上
and develop a conversation around it, eternity in heaven.
并发展出环绕在关于天堂的永恒的讨论
We now run into Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11.
我们刚刚看到传道书3:11
and then to enhance it I read the book of James chapter 4:13-14.
接着为了要强调我读了雅各书4:13-14
And it's so powerful.
而这是如此的强大。
Because this now facilitates, enhances, it raises further the design the Lord laid forth in Ecclesiastes 3:11.
因为现在这更进一步的举出助长并且强调主在传道书3:11所安排的设计。
With which he created you, the church. You tuned in now, listen.
就是创造你们教会，创造现在正在收听的你们的设计。
He says he created you with a constant, perpetual, unquenchable awareness.
他说他创造你，使你具备一个永远的、持续不停的、无法压制的意识。
That no matter the beauty, the splendor of the earth and its things.The fullness therein.
无论这个世界的美丽华丽事物在当中的充满
That nothing at all on the earth would ever satisfy your heart and your soul, your mind.
在这世上没有任何的事物能够满足你的心灵魂思想
Except God and God's eternity.
除了神和神的永恒之外
So now, in that design,
所以现在在那设计中
We even develop a greater understanding from the book of James.
我们甚至从雅各书中得到更深的理解
Because it says here that the reason the Lord did set the heart of mankind that way
因为他在此处说到主之所以用如此的方式来塑造人的心
is because number one, he was aware that the hearts of men are easily corrupted.
是因为第一他知道人的心很容易败坏
I remember too well when the children of Israel were about to enter the promised land
我很清楚地记得当以色列子民即将进入应许之地时
and the Lord Yahweh was speaking with them and he was telling them
主亚威在跟他们说话他在告诉他们
But look now
现在看哪
I know you are going into that land
我知道你将要去到那地。
Now you are pledging to me that Lord, we shall do everything the Lord has said.
现在你们正在对我发誓，主啊，我们应该遵从主所说的每件事。
But I want you to understand one thing.
但是我想让你们明白一件事。
That when you go in there, there are so many ensnares.
当你走进那里时，那里有非常多的陷阱。
So many enticements.
非常多的诱惑
that might draw your heart away from worshiping Jehovah, the mighty God of Israel.
或许会使你的心远离敬拜耶和华以色列伟大的神
who has done such a mighty stunning thing.
做了如此强大而令人惊艳的事情的那位
by liberating you from Egyptian slavery and bringing you into the land of milk and honey.
使你们从埃及人的奴隶制度中得自由并把你们带到牛奶与蜜之地
So the Lord was speaking with them in that form
所以主是以如此的形式跟他们开口
In other words
换言之
The Lord was saying despite your vows I know the hearts of men
主在说尽管你们立下誓约我还是了解人的心
I am the one that created the hearts of men
我是创造人心的那位
I really, really know the heart of mankind.
所以我真的真的很了解人的心
And the way I created mankind is such that I want to take from his heart
我创造人类的方式是希望他的心
That they find the sloths and pleasures of the world
当他们发现这个世界的满足和愉悦
The delusion of this world,
这个世界的迷惑
that the lostness that would make him lost away from the means and the ways of God,
迷惘致使他从神的道路中迷失方向
I would want him to love me and come to me, worship me voluntarily, the way it was in the garden before the fall.
我想让他自发性的来爱我接近我敬拜我就像在伊甸园中堕落前的情况一样
After all, which parents never long to have their children love them voluntarily?
毕竟每一个父母都希望孩子们能自发性的去爱他们
And so, this now serves a powerful purpose.
因此这现在支撑着这强大的目的
Because in the design of his creation of the heart of man,
因为在他创造人心的设计中
Then he now says, the reason I did so is why? Because I wanted to give mankind an advantage.
接着他现在说我这样做是为什么因为我想要赐给人类一个优势
Why? Because in James we see now that the life on this earth is just like a vapor.
为什么因为在雅各书我们现在看到这个世上的生命就像是过眼云烟
A vapor, even huge mountains are mowed down by earthquakes.
过眼云烟即便是大山也会被地震铲平
A mere vapor.
不过是水汽
A mere smoke.
不过是烟雾
A mere mist.
不过是薄雾
That appears for a little while and disappears.
只出现一下子就消失了。
How awesome that the Lord was so thought for mankind.
这是多么的美好，主对人类是如此的体贴。
That he saw the condition, the vulnerabilities of the heart of man.
他看到那景况，人心的弱点。
And then now he put in amplified says an implant.
现在他放了，扩增版说植入。
He put in this implant about eternity.
他放置了这个关于永恒的植入物
that is constantly transmitting into the fiber of the heart of man.
并持续不断地将这植入物传送进入人心的细胞里
The eyes, the needs, be aware about eternity.
关于那催促那需要注意到永恒的需求
that when you see it,
当你看到了
you can take it.
你就能得到它
Prepare well and take it.
好好预备然后得到它
How awesome, beloved people.
多么美好蒙福的人们
That the Lord created mankind with this kind of understanding and knowing.
主创造人类让人类带着这样的理解和认知
That the things of this world are passing away.
这个世界的事物终将逝去
This world is passing away.
这个世界终将逝去
And that he loved mankind so much,
而他是如此的爱人类
that he created him in such a way,
以至于他以如此的方式创造人类
When Christ Jesus came and unveiled the cross, the way of the cross,
当耶稣基督来揭露出十字架的道路
This way of the stairs is the way of the cross.
这条阶梯的道路就是十字架的道路
That all that believe in him, accept him, receive him, and believe in him.
那些所有相信他、接受他的人
Their lives would now transcend. Their lives of peace would transcend the perishability.
他们平安的生命现在会胜过那必朽的
Would transcend the mortality.
会胜过那必死的
Would transcend the temporariness of this world.
会胜过这个世界的短暂
and that you would live on forever and ever in the glorious kingdom of heaven
而你会在天堂的荣耀国度直到永永远远
the glorious kingdom of eternity
永恒的荣耀国度
how powerful that you are so thoughtful of man
多么的强大他对人类是何等的体贴
and he placed in him that aspect of eternity
并将永恒的光景放在它里面
that constantly reminds him that please, the hour has come to prepare for eternity.
不断地提醒着他为了永恒预备的时刻已经临到了
hour has come for preparing for heaven.
为了天堂预备的时刻已经到了。
How powerful, beloved.
多么的强大，亲爱的人们。
But how? Before we go into how the Lord really did anchor the hearts of men into His throne room in heaven.
在我们看到主是如何将人的心扣牢在他在天堂的宝座室之前。
Before we go into how the Lord did anchor, did ensure that the hearts of all men ever created, even not yet born.
在我们看到主是如何扣牢，确保他所创造的所有人类，即便是那些还未出生的人之前。
Are now with a special, spiritual, divinely prepared eternal strength.
他们的心现在有特别的属灵的，凭着神的力量所预备的绳子。
That there are strings now all over.
现在这绳子遍布各地。
Strings that are emanating from the throne of God.The heart of every living man, being, person, rather.
那从神宝座发射出来的绳子，发射进到每一位所有活着的人心中。
Drawing them to eternity.
牵引他们到永恒。
Drawing them to the throne room of God.
牵引他们到神的宝座室。
Drawing them to the mercy seat of the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
牵引他们到主约柜的施恩座
Where Christ Jesus the Messiah touched his own blood.
就是基督耶稣弥赛亚用他自己的血所触碰的地方
He entered the Holy of Holies of Heaven by his own merit, or the merit of his own blood.
他现在借着他自身的功劳，他宝血的功劳，进入天堂那圣地中的圣地
And triumph over death and atone for your sins.
胜过死亡，为了你的罪恶赎罪。
He says that he created the hearts of all men with that string that is anchored, is riveted, anchored onto the mercy seat.
他在说，他创造所有人类的心，借着那条绳子固定扣牢在施恩座。
Christ anchored the heart.
基督扣牢人心。
Before we go to look at how Christ anchored the hearts of all men.
在我们看到基督是如何扣牢所有人类的心之前
I just want to explain a little bit more on this prophecy of Isaiah.
我想要解释更多一些关于以赛亚的这个预言
Isaiah beautifully describes how to come to bring this light.
以赛亚美妙地描述了如何将这光带来
This light that would connect us into the kingdom of glory.
这道光会连接我们到神的荣耀国度
The kingdom of heaven
天堂的国度
The kingdom of Yahweh
亚威的国度
The kingdom of Jehovah The kingdom of God
耶和华的国度神的国度
And now I want to couple it to add on top what we now know from Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11
现在我需要延展这个部分从现在我们已经在传道书三章十一节所理解的
And James chapter 4 verses 13 to 14
以及雅各书第四章十三到十四节
So that we may explain a little bit further
这样我们就能稍作更进一步的解释
Because I've said
因为我已经说过
That the Lord lowered the glorious chairs, the reason he lowered the glorious chairs of God until now.
主降低了荣耀阶梯，而他之所以到今天都还降低主的荣耀阶梯的原因是
We have now seen that the reason he lowered the glorious chairs of heaven into the sky.
我们现在已经看到他之所以将天堂的荣耀阶梯降在天空中的原因是
It's because he knows how he created your heart.
是因为他知道他是如何的创造了你的心。
And he says he created your heart by design in such a way.
他说他创造你的心借着如此的设计。
That he placed an implant of eternity in the heart.
他在心中放置了一个永恒的植入物。
In your heart.
在你的心中。
That whenever eternity is presented to you.
无论何时永恒呈现在你面前
You prioritize eternity over all the splendor and majesty and beauty and whatsoever and all of this world
你会将永恒调整至优先顺序的首位超过所有属于这个世界的绚丽和美丽等等一切
But you now abandon them, drop them down from your head
但 但是现在你会松开你的手，丢弃这些东西。
And prioritize and focus yourself upward heaven.
重新区分优先顺序，并把自己专注在天堂。
Prioritize into the eternal glorious kingdom of heaven.
将天堂的永恒荣耀国度放置在优先顺序的首位。
Until now, that's what we see.
这是截至目前为止我们所看到的。
Why? Because we've seen that.He made sure that when he created all the splendor of everything he did on the earth.
为什么？因为我们看到他确保，当他创造了这世界所有事物的壮丽时，
he also ravished them by placing a special chip in your heart.
他也将这一切弃之如敝屣，借着在你心中放置特别的芯片，
that constantly reminds you.
持续不断地提醒你。
That nothing else can satisfy that hunger in your heart.
再也没有其他任何东西能够满足你内心的那种饥渴。
Except God's eternity, humiliated or humiliated, eternity of eternity.
除了神的永恒之外，那永恒中的永恒。